Information Radio 1380 WPHE.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paul Miller. It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this finally Friday morning. TGIF. It's like the snow is finally winding down. We've got quite a bit. All told, we'll detail the weather forecast for the upcoming weekend. After a look at your local news, we get that right now with Caleb Borden on WPHN.
A cloudy 27 degrees at 6:07. Good morning, I'm Caleb Gordon with WPHM News. A suspect is in custody in connection to a string of dumpster fires throughout the Port Huron and Marysville area. Richard Sarvis, a 56-year-old Port Huron resident, was arraigned yesterday on 4 arson charges, as well as operating while intoxicated and fleeing and eluding. Authorities have connected Sarvis to 4 dumpster fires that occurred shortly after 4 o'clock on Tuesday, March 6th. He was spotted a short time later behind the Marysville Taco Bell and was chased by St. Clair County Sheriff's deputies, being arrested a short time later at 24th and Dove Roads. Investigations continue into whether or not Sarvis was also involved in other dumpster fires that occurred in January in Port Huron and Port Huron Township. A crash in Lapeer County's Burnside Township sends 2 minors to the hospital Thursday. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department, a semi-truck and a Jeep collided at the intersection of Burnside Road and Butternut Road around noon yesterday. The Jeep was driven by a 16-year-old from Brown City with a 14-year-old passenger. Authorities say the vehicle entered the intersection into the path of a westbound semi operated by a Kitchener, Ontario man. The driver and passenger of the Jeep were taken to local hospitals for treatments. The semi-truck driver and his passenger were uninjured. Port Huron police looking for a reckless driver who hit several mailboxes and caused other property damage in the early morning hours Wednesday. Lieutenant Marcy Kewen of the Port Huron Police describes the incidents to WDPHM.
We got a report that a truck had struck street signs, trash cans, a house, sideswipe vehicles, and addresses ranging from Water Street to Minnie Street on the south end of the city.
Kewen says the truck was found abandoned a short time later, but they're still looking for the driver.
If anybody has any information on who they believe the suspect is, if they've heard more information about it throughout town and have that information, please call Capture at 987-6688.
The Capture program provides a cash reward for tips that result in the suspect's arrest. On Sunday, we'll spring forward an hour to make up for that lost sleep. Start to prepare yourself ahead of time by going to bed 30 to 60 minutes earlier than your usual bedtime.
You want to exercise early, not late, because that might keep you up. Try to eliminate or reduce any substances that make you keep you up. Certain pills, alcohol, caffeine.
That's sleep expert Dr. Sean Jacar. And Macomb County is lobbying state lawmakers to change the funding formula for allocating road repair dollars. Here's Lansing Bureau Chief Tim Skubick.
Under the current funding formula, you get money based on the miles of roads that you have. But if you have, for example, 5 lanes of roads, which cover the same miles, well, that's going to be more costly, which is why this Macomb County representative wants to change the funding formula to include those additional miles and additional lanes.
That's why a 2-lane road gets the same miles as a 5-lane road. If you base it on lane miles, it's based on how much actual pavement and concrete you have.
It's your times 5 if you've got 5 lanes.
Right, which is probably a better way of distributing our money.
Republican representative from Macomb County, Jeff Warrock, concedes the politics of this may be a tough sell, especially getting out-state support for helping Macomb County. Reporting from the state capitol, Tim Skubick, the Michigan News Network.
WPHM News Time is 6:10. Sports and weather coming up next.
If you haven't heard by now, Lake Effects.
Good morning. A spectacular finish at McMoran Arena last night as the Prowlers get their 16th straight win, while the Wings lose their 5th straight shutout by Vegas. Details on that and more coming up with WPHM Sports.
Checking your WPHM Blue Water weather forecast for today. Scattered snow showers, cloudy skies, highs near 34 degrees. Cloudy skies tonight, overnight lows near 23, mostly sunny tomorrow, highs in the mid-30s. Carbon copy for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-30s. And the chance of snow showers as we look into the beginning of next week. Right now, it's overcast, 27 degrees in downtown Port Huron at 612. I'm Caleb Gordon for the Blue Water News Network.